having fun on the radio. That's what we do with you. It's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yes.
Here's the good news. Got choked up. It's Friday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Plus, there's just a lot of stuff in the air right now.
You okay?
Yes, but it is not necessarily the news. Where, honestly, everything is, every day is trash day around here. Hey, Hank fans that are streaming live on our Hank Facebook page, seeing what they can hear.
Hey, besties.
Join, have fun in the comments section. It is National Pie Day, and that falls with, you okay over there?
Well, no, that's, I just have my Irish whistle ready to go for St. Patrick's Day. So don't worry, I want to have it on standby.
You're like,
because sometimes it disappears.
You're like Carrot Top over there this morning.
Heatherly.
Props. Rubber chicken. It's going to be a fun show next 3.5
it's gonna
hours,
be awesome.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is Pi Day 3.14 on the calendar, and Instacart revealed its most ordered and searched pies. I love pie.
I know you do. Coconut.
You're
cream,
more
right?
of a cake person, aren't you?
If
it is strange the things you remember.
Yeah, coconut. I remember everything.
What? Sweet potato pie came in last of the top 10. Then peach pie, key lime pie at 8. Chocolate pie at 7. Uh-oh. They haven't tried Heather Lee's. Let's not start that again. Top 5, lemon meringue. That's my dad's favorite. Cherry pie comes in at 4. Pecan pie is 3rd. It's arguably up there for me. Pumpkin pie, 2nd. And number 1, the apple pie. Kind of basic.
Oh. Look at that. You just had to bring in the apple pie, didn't you?
That's the one that beat the chocolate pie, isn't it? And right back to where we are. Okay. Sorry for the trauma.
Hot new couple alert. Vanessa Trump and Tiger Woods. Now, rumors are swirling that Don Jr.'s ex has been getting cozy with the golfer. Their kids attend the same school in Jupiter Island, Florida. And she enjoys visiting his abode. Apparently, they're into making dinner, schmoozing, but have not gone public. Tiger, I don't know if you're keeping up, is not known for his fidelity. Mm. But you can live like him very soon. He's designing that brand new golf course community out in Fort Worth.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He's been tooling around the area. He's also, he earlier this week said he's not going to be in the Masters because he has an injury.
Ouch.
He hurt something.
Gotta be careful.
These stories add up now. Willie Nelson has announced his 154th studio album. New album will be called Oh, What a Beautiful World. Comes out April 25th. 154th studio album. By the way, it is an ode to the great Texan Rodney Crowell.
Aww.
Yeah, I think all of them may be Rodney Crowell songs. So fantasticness, like, love Rodney Crowell. He was just in town a little while ago. But 154 albums under your belt. That's really good. There is the Greek singer Nana Mouskouri. Who has released an estimated 450 albums in her lifetime.
Nana.
So. Willie's got a little bit of catching up to do, but as for the rest, he is smoke the competition.
Hey.
And that's coming out April 25th.
You know, Cher complains all the time that she has to date younger men because all the men her age are dead. And Kevin Costner, however, bucking that trend. Apparently, he's been trying to slide into the DMs or whatever people in their 70s do. This is making her much younger boyfriend, A.E. Edwards, extremely jealous. Feels emasculated. He didn't like her flirting with him at a recent event. And is worried the diva may be keeping him around as arm candy.
There's no way that they're a thing.
Kevin Costner and Cher?
No. There's no way.
Could you imagine Cher on the set of Yellowstone?
Whoa. Well, she'd fit in with the horses. By the way, the Wendy Williams View episode, we said a couple mornings ago, we're telling you that there might be something interesting on the View today. Wendy Williams filmed it Wednesday, but it will air today. We haven't seen any news stories in between, so I guess it went okay. But that's today on the View. In a survey, though, as I frequently read fortnightly, Marie Claire magazine, the 10 most popular British royals list has come out, according to readers there. Last on the list with the lowest rating was Prince Andrew. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
You got Camilla at 9, King Charles at 8. Meghan Markle beat out King Charles and Camilla at 7.
You go, Meghan.
Princess Anne, Princess Kate, Prince Harry at 4. Prince William at 3. And then the top two most popular British royals. Two, Queen Elizabeth II. And one's Princess Diana. This is bad news for any royal that is still living.
Yeah,
that's
a challenge.
Two no longer with us people.
I know.
Still most popular.
Would you recognize Princess Anne in a lineup?
No.
Do you think any British person could either?
No. Yes.
Yeah. So St. Paddy's celebrations kicking off this weekend. And if you want to party like Mark Phillips, well, there's the Shamrock Run in Portland, Oregon. The winner will get a huge award. That would be their weight in beer. Meanwhile, there's a battle for the shortest St. Patrick's Day parades. Now, Little Compton, Rhode Island says theirs is the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, 89 feet. While Boulder, Colorado claims no, theirs is the shortest. Either way, they both feature Irish dancers, bagpipers, and presumably lots of alcohol.
Shorter may be better in this case.
I just need to celebrate. I don't want to walk too far.
I'm just going to stumble.
I just need to parade.
And then finally, Macaulay Culkin's fiance, Brenda Song, was on the Jennifer Hudson show. Though Macaulay Culkin, well into his 40s now, was raking in millions by the age of 12. His girlfriend, Brenda, says that she has had to teach Macaulay how to drive a car and how to do laundry. He never learned these things.
Uh-oh, because he was loaded.
Although, when it comes to home security, he certainly knows
he's the guy.
What he's doing.
On air, online, on the app, or on Alexa. It's KB and Heather Lee.
And dealing with his family.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?